सर्वदा एतावदेव जिज्ञास्यां तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वया व्यतिरेकाभ्यां यत्स्यत् सर्वत्र सर्वदा Etavat, up to this, Eva, certainly, Jivyasyam, is to be inquired, Tattva, the Absolute Truth, Jigyasuna, by the student, Atmana, of the Self, Anvaya, directly, Vyatirekabhyam, indirectly, Yat, whatever, Syat, it may be, Sarvatra, in all space and time, Sarvadha, in all circumstances. Translation. A person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, must most certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, in both directly and indirectly. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To unfold the mystery of Bhakti Yoga, as it is explained in the previous verse, is the ultimate stage of all inquiries, or the highest objective for the inquisitive. Everyone is searching after self-realization in different ways, by karma yoga, by jnana yoga, by dhyana yoga, by raja yoga, by bhakti yoga, etc. To engage in self-realization is the responsibility of every living entity developed in consciousness. One who is developed in consciousness certainly makes inquiries into the mystery of the self, of the cosmic situation, and of the problems of life in all spheres and fields, social, political, economic, cultural, religious, moral, etc., and in their different branches. But here the goal of all such inquiries is explained. The Vedanta Sutra philosophy begins with this inquiry about life, and the Bhagavatam answers such inquiries up to this point, or the mystery of all inquiries. Lord Brahma wanted to be perfectly educated by the personality of Godhead, and here is the answer by the Lord, finished in four nutshell verses, from Aham Eva to this verse, Etava Eva. This is the end of all self-realization processes. Men do not know that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to being bewildered by the glaring reflection in the darkness, and as such, everyone is entering into the darkest region of material existence, driven by the uncontrolled senses. The whole material existence has sprung up because of sense gratification, desires based principally upon the sex desire, and the result is that in spite of all advancement of knowledge, the final goal of all the activities of the living entities is sense gratification. But here is the real goal of life, and everyone should know it by inquiries put before a bona fide spiritual master, expert in the science of bhakti yoga, or from a living personality of Bhagavatam life. Everyone is engaged in various kinds of scriptural inquiries, but the Srimad Bhagavatam gives answers to all the various students of self-realization. This ultimate objective of life is not to be searched out without great labor or perseverance. One who is imbued with such sincere inquiries must ask the bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession from Brahmaji, and that is the direction given here. Because the mystery was disclosed before Brahmaji by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mystery of all such inquiries regarding self-realization must be put forward before such a spiritual master who is directly the representative of the Lord, acknowledged in that disciplic succession. Such a bona fide spiritual master is able to clear up the whole thing by evidence from the revealed scriptures, both direct and indirect. Although everyone is free to consult the revealed scriptures in this connection, one still requires the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, and that is the direction in this verse. The bona fide spiritual master is the most confidential representative of the Lord, and one must receive direction from the spiritual master in the same spirit that Brahmaji received it from the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The bona fide spiritual master, in that bona fide chain of disciplic succession, never claims to be the Lord himself. Although such a spiritual master is greater than the Lord in the sense that he can deliver the Lord by his personally realized experience. The Lord is not to be found simply by education or by a good fertile brain, but surely he can be found by the sincere student through the transparent medium of the bona fide spiritual master. This particular purport is 15 pages in length, so we will stop at this place. Translation is, a person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, most certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. Om Agyanti Midandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsja E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostate Thapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Vibhasindubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gauda Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare We are reading this morning from the 9th chapter of the 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Herein we find the 4 particular verses which are explained by the acharyas to be the summary, the nutshell, or the seed in which the 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam have emanated from. Lord Brahma, the original personality of this universe, after performing tapasya and pleasing the Lord by performing great sacrifice according to his instruction, was given by the mercy of the Lord the personal darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord instructed him with these 4 particular verses. The final verse, Etavad eva jigyasyam, is explaining the goal of life, that in all circumstances, in all space and time, both directly and indirectly, in other words, the all in all of an intelligent person's life should be searching after realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna has already established himself as Bhagavan, as a person, that transcendental personality from whom everything emanates, the cause of all causes, the source of the impersonal Brahman, the source of the localized, all-pervading Paramatma, the personality of Godhead residing in his supreme abode in the spiritual world, engaging in loving pastimes with his eternal associates, his devotees, to engage in his loving service, to hear and chant his glories, is the prime duty of this human existence. And this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is so graciously giving to the world. Within the Vedic literatures, various conceptions of the Absolute Truth are revealed, and various paths by which we can realize these conceptions. But in his mature state of transcendental realization, being dissatisfied with all other forms of religion, Srila Vedavyas, under the instruction of Sri Narada, has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. It is the spotless Purana. Dharma Projita Kaita Patra Parama Nirmatsadanam Satam. Because it kicks out from the very beginning all Kaitava Dharma, all cheating religion. It deals exclusively with pure, unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth is established to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in this world as the son of Vasudeva, Sri Krishna. An unconditional, unmotivated, uninterrupted service to that personality is true religion, Sanatan Dharma in its essence. And anything less than that, Srimad Bhagavatam will not consider as being worthy of being spoken. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the cream, the essence of all Vedic literatures. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the personification of that Srimad Bhagavatam, the literary incarnation of Krishna, who appears in this age of Kali specifically to give the gift of Krishna Prema, the gift in which no other incarnation has given so freely. The great acharyas explain that as Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the loving affairs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to reveal it in such a way, specifically and particularly, so that the people of this age of Kali Yuga can assimilate it and achieve the perfection of life. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna, that one divine supreme truth divided into two forms for the sake of eternal pleasurable pastimes, has again become one, because the Leela of Sri Radha and Krishna is very confidential and very difficult for anyone to understand unless they are utterly above and beyond the modes of material nature. But the same Leela of Radha and Krishna is being performed in this divine form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The same loving exchanges, but in such a way that everyone, anyone, even the most degraded, the most sinful, just by hearing and perceiving the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can be purified and thus directly enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Chaitanya. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful, the most munificent, magnanimous of all incarnations, because he is distributing the sweetest, the most exalted realizations of the Absolute Truth to everyone through such a simple process of associating with devotees, serving the devotees, and chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his pilgrimage, came to this holy place of Kurukshetra. As according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came to this holy place of Kurukshetra. This land of Kurukshetra is one of the most important and of all holy places in all of the creation. The history of Kurukshetra cannot be described by any mortal being. It is described that long ago, Maharaj Kuru, who was the founder of the Kuru dynasty, he performed a great yajna at this place, knowing this to be a place that is very specially blessed by the Lord. In fact, it is said in the Shastra, something quite inconceivable, that this is actually the place where Garbhodakshay Vishnu was situated when Brahma came from the navel lotus flower. And Maharaj Kuru, he was willing to sacrifice his own limbs, his own life, to perform a yajna for the welfare of all humanity. And therefore this place has been called Kurukshetra. It is also, according to many, the place where Bali Maharaj was performing his yajna when Vamana Dev came to offer beg alms from him. And it is most remembered for the incidents that took place during the war of the Mahabharata. That great 18-day war of all wars was performed here. It was at Jyotisar that Lord Sri Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, the essence and summary of Vedic knowledge. It was here in Kurukshetra that Lord Sri Krishna revealed his Virat Rupa, the universal form, to Arjuna, as eternal immortal time, showing how everything in existence was within him and he was the all-devouring source of death to everyone. It was here in Kurukshetra that all of the wonderful incidents of the war took place. And later on, I'm sorry, it was actually before this, Lord Sri Krishna, during the solar eclipse, invited the residents of Vrindavan to come here to meet him after many long years of separation. Since time immemorial, during solar eclipse, pilgrims come from all over the world to take their holy bath here in Kurukshetra. It is also said that Parasuram, after killing all the Kshatriyas many times throughout the world, he came here in Kurukshetra to perform his tapasya. So since that time, during this occasion of solar eclipse, people have come to worship the Lord here and become purified. So taking this opportunity, Lord Sri Krishna invited the residents of Brajabhumi to come to meet with him, sort of like a family reunion. And Krishna himself, along with all of the great kings and soldiers of the Yadus, came from Dwarka to this holy place. And it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam what a wonderful meeting that was. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, describes that after Nanda and Yashoda, Vasudev, Devaki, all of these great personalities met, Krishna, in a secluded place, met with the gopis of Vrindavan, headed by Srimati Radharani. And there, Srimati Radharani and the Braja gopis, although so ecstatically pleased to see Sri Krishna, they were simultaneously in great pain and transcendental suffering, because the Krishna that they were seeing was not the Krishna that they recognized as Vrindavan Chandra, but he was the king of the Yadus. He was Dwarkadish. And they began to pray to him that we are the same simple village girls, the gopis, and you are the same Krishna. And these are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. But we do not like to see you with your scepter, with your big kingly crown and your armor, surrounded by thousands and thousands of chariots and elephants, with 16,108 beautiful goddesses of fortune as your queens, with soldiers and royal bands. All of this opulence is making us very uncomfortable. Although you are our beloved, you appear to be a stranger. So we want to take you back to Vrindavan. And in their hearts, they constructed beautiful chariots, and they brought Balaram, Subhadra, and Krishna back to Vrindavan in their minds. This was their meditation. And this meditation of the damsels of Vrindavan is the actual Rath Yatra ceremony. And every year in Jagannath Puri, this Rath Yatra is reenacted. The Jagannath temple is considered to be Dwarka, and the Gundicha temple, Vrindavan. And the meditation that took place here in Kurukshetra is the pastime of Rath Yatra, where Balaram, Subhadra, the brother and sister of Sri Krishna, along with Jagannath, Lord Sri Krishna himself, are brought back to Vrindavan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he so wonderfully performed the wonderful pastimes of Rath Yatra every year in Jagannath Puri. He would call his associates from Bengal, from various parts of Orissa, to come and celebrate along with him. And in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, beautiful, wonderful description is given of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so carefully organized the Rath Yatra for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees. Srila Prabhupada explains that this Rath Yatra has many levels of transcendental importance. On one level, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting the divine emotions of Srimati Radharani, bringing Jagannath Krishna back to Vrindavan, and he exhibited symptoms or transformations of ecstatic love that only Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could exhibit. He revealed this love to the world. But also, Jagannath, Lord Sri Krishna, is seated in his majestic temple in Puri, only allowed to be seen by certain persons. It is quite restrictive. But on this particular day, Jagannath comes out to bestow his merciful glance upon everyone and anyone. Rath Yatra is a ceremony where, without discrimination, everyone has the darshan of the Lord, everyone receives the supreme mercy of the Lord. Rath Yatra was the opportunity where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mobilized all his devotees to celebrate by performing the Yuga Dharma, the transcendental process of the congregational chanting of the holy names, and invite everyone and anyone to participate in this beautiful chanting. It is the time at Balagandhi where everyone is allowed to offer their love, their prayers, their prasad, their bhoga to Lord Jagannath. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this Rath Yatra such a wonderful, important part of his lila because it so much exemplified the purpose of his coming to this world to distribute Krishna Prema through the congregational chanting of the holy names to everyone and to anyone. And His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, knowing the significance of this Rath Yatra, to bestow the mercy of Mahaprabhu to the world, he established such ceremonies all over the world. Rath Yatra in New York, San Francisco, London, Australia, practically every major city of the world on an annual basis, Rath Yatra is taking place. And during this wonderful festival, the holy name of the Lord is being chanted through the streets. The beautiful carts are so awesome, so beautiful, that they attract thousands and thousands of people. And everyone hears the tumultuous sound of the kartals, the mridangas, and the Krishna's name. Prasad is distributed profusely. Books are distributed profusely. People more than any other time become very fascinated, very interested and inquisitive to speak with devotees, to purchase Srila Prabhupada's books. Naturally, everyone is inundated by the beautiful sound of Harinam. So Rath Yatra is the internal meditation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his descent in this world, as well as the fulfillment of his mission to spread Hari Kirtan and love of Krishna to everyone. And we are so fortunate, so very fortunate, because in this very place of Kurukshetra, the place of the original Rath Yatra, we are allowed to perform this wonderful service to the Lord by participating. This is, of course, by the causeless infinite mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, that He is giving us such a chance, such an opportunity. When Lord Chaitanya began, he first cleansed the Gundicha temple before Ratha Yatra, knowing that Lord Jagannath would be coming to that place. He considered that it must be completely cleaned in every respect, to the minutest detail. With so many, with their cloths and with their homemade brooms, the devotees swept the temple again and again and again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sweeping and sweeping and sweeping, he explained, "Sweep again. Try to gather finer and finer and finer particles of dust and dirt that may be here." And after every speck of dust was removed after repeated cleansings, then with thousands and thousands of buckets of water, the entire temple within and without was cleansed. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to reveal to us a very sacred spiritual principle in the path of bhakti. That when we invite Krishna to come into our heart, we should know that our heart is not fit for Krishna to reveal himself until it is absolutely pure, absolutely clean. We cannot think that we can, through any shortcut method, bring about the revelation of Krishna within our heart. How to clean our heart? By very carefully guarding against the 10 offenses to the holy name. By very, very carefully and strictly following the 4 regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Srila Prabhupada explains, especially by very carefully guarding against offending any Vaishnava, and by engaging in humble service to the Lord and chanting His holy name. By chanting Krishna's names attentively, sincerely, regularly, our heart becomes cleansed, and as our heart becomes cleansed, naturally, Krishna, by His mercy, reveals Himself from within. After the Gundicha temple was thoroughly cleansed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized various Sankirtan parties to greet Lord Jagannath during the Ratha Yatra. He organized his devotees into 7 parties. 4 of the parties were dancing in front of Lord Jagannath and singing. 2 were on the right and left side, and 1 was behind. And he appointed, who was it? The first party, Swarup Damodar, to sing the kirtan. And Sri Advaita Acharya was the lead dancer. And all the others were responding to the singing and dancing also. And then in the second party, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was the lead dancer. In the third party, Mukunda Dutt was the lead singer, and Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer. And in the fourth party, Govinda Ghosh was the lead singer, and Vakreshwar Pandit was the lead dancer. And then there was a party organized by Advaita Acharya from Shantipur, in which Achyutananda was the lead dancer. There was also a party from Kulinagram, in which Satyaraj and Ramananda were the lead dancers. And from Srikanda, where Narahari Sarakar and his nephew Raghunandan were the lead dancers. And so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people participated in this wonderful, wonderful kirtan. There were two mrdangas in each group, and many kartals. And the holy name of the Lord was being chanted tumultuously. And as the devotees began to chant and to dance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally fulfilled everyone's desires through the beautiful, graceful dance of love that he performed. As the Rath Yatra was just beginning, Jagannath was being carried by the Daityas and with very thick silk ropes to the cart as the devotees were chanting. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he inaugurated the occasion by coming in the guise of a street sweeper and taking a broom with a golden handle and sweeping the street. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Maharaj Pratap Rudra taking such a menial position of being the street sweeper of the Lord, he became very pleased. Maharaj Pratap Rudra many times before requested an audience with Lord Chaitanya, but on every occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very strictly denied, because he was a king, one who was naturally associating with great wealth, with materialistic people. And therefore, for a sannyasi, strictly following principles, to associate with such a person was unacceptable. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the humility of this devotee, his heart melted with compassion. Pratap Rudra, as the royal emperor of all of Orissa, had such fabulous wealth, beautiful palaces, formidable armies. He was so powerful that even the Nawab Hussein Shah, who conquered all of Orissa, was defeated by his warriors when the Nawab Hussein Shah came to Orissa to fight with him. Such a powerful, such a magnanimous and opulent person. But he accepted the position of the most menial, humble servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya wanted to show the world that whoever you are, unless you adopt this principle of being the menial servant of the servant of the servant, you cannot attract his divine mercy. Pratap Rudra Maharaj took the role of what here in India is called a bhangi, a street sweeper. It is the lowest caste. We have seen, there are places in Karachi I have seen where there is colonies of just street sweepers. And nobody of any higher order will even walk through that colony of street sweepers. They're always just covered with dirt. In fact, the bhangi, it is explained that he is traditionally in India, before there was sanitation facilities, whatever there are, of course, these days, they would take what is called the night soil on their heads, and they would take it from the rich people's homes and place it in another place. So a street sweeper is considered the most menial profession. But here is the great opulent king. But before God, before Jagannath, he willingly, voluntarily accepts the role of a street sweeper. Publicly, for all the kingdom to see, that you may call me king, but my own identity is I am only the humble servant of Jagannath. Krinarapi sunichena, karorapi sahishnana, amani namanadena kirataniya sadahari. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu taught us this principle. To be humble, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to be ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none of them. And it is the realization of this verse that every true follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be striving to achieve. This should be the goal of our life, because all else will be revealed by the mercy of the Lord if simply we can act, live, speak, and think according to this most glorious verse. Trinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishna. When we aspire for this realization, for this position of being more humble than a blade of grass, then Krishna's real pleasure and real mercy is upon us. Of course, it is the most difficult thing in all creation, because the ahankar, the ego, is so deeply seated within our hearts. We want to be adored. We want we want to be praised. We cannot tolerate being insulted. We want to be the enjoyer. We want to be the Lord. In the presence or in the association of devotees, to cultivate this consciousness of being the servant, in the mood of the previous acharyas, who all declare themselves to be most fallen, most undeserving, this should be the goal of our life, to develop these qualities. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he displayed not just superficially and artificially, but from the core of his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only saw with his divine, beautiful, lotus-like eyes, but as the super soul within the heart of all living beings, he also was fully aware of the innermost desire of Prataparudra Maharaja's heart. He was genuinely accepting the position of the most menial street sweeper, not only for the Lord, but for the Lord's devotees. Because the devotees would be dancing with their beautiful lotus-like feet upon the street. He was sweeping the street for the Lord and his devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very pleased, decided to give him all of his mercy. And then, as the cart was being pulled through the streets of Jagannath Puri, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how it was a very wide avenue covered with sand, and thousands of people were lining in all directions as the cart was being pulled. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his dancing is very elaborately described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. How at times tears were springing from his eyes like syringes. Sometimes his teeth would chatter in such a way that it appeared that all of his teeth would come from his mouth. His limbs would sometimes become disjointed. Bumps would cover his body. His hair would stand on end. Sometimes he would jump so high and twirl so fast that he simply captivated everyone's heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to satisfy all of his devotees, expanded himself into seven forms to dance in all the seven kirtan parties simultaneously. And each person in each kirtan party was thinking that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is only with me. Of all of these parties, he never leaves our own. Only a few very confidential associates were aware that he was in all seven simultaneously. Prataparudra was one of such people because he became the street sweeper, the humble servant of the Lord. So it is becoming late. We cannot go into too much detail, but Lord Chaitanya performed this beautiful Rath Yatra, and the dancing, the chanting, the wonderful distribution of prasad, this wonderful pastime was actually performed by Srila Prabhupada when he was just a little child in Calcutta. He and his sister would perform this Rath Yatra together. It is really the supreme festival of preaching. Giving the most precious treasure of Krishna consciousness in the most wonderful way to everyone. So today, during this Rath Yatra ceremony, we should really, in the mood of following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, we should know that this is a great sacrifice for the benefit of others. There is nothing that we can do that is more pleasing to our founder Acharya and thus to Sri Krishna than spread the glories of the holy name throughout the world. And this should be our meditation during the Rath Yatra. Certainly the sun will be hot, but actually it's much hotter in Jagannath Puri in the month of June. And that was when Lord Chaitanya performed his Rath Yatra every year. But we should chant with great attention, with great enthusiasm. We should dance very gracefully, very beautifully, for the pleasure of the Lord, his devotees, and all conditioned souls. And this enthusiasm is contagious. If we are enthusiastic, we will naturally enthuse all others in the kirtan. We will also enthuse even the spectators around. And if we are not enthusiastic, we should know that whatever we do is preaching. We are preaching to others that it's too hot, and it's too difficult, and it's too long of a trip, so we should just relax. So our enthusiasm is our preaching. Our enthusiasm to chant, our enthusiasm to dance, our enthusiasm to engage in whatever particular service is required, making of garlands, distributing prasad, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Today should be a day of great enthusiasm for all devotees. Enthusiasm to cooperate together lovingly in the mood of Maharaj Prataparudra as the menial servant of the Lord and his devotees. And here in this blessed land of Kurukshetra, the original place of Krishna's Rath Yatra, we can enter into this wonderful pastime of Rath Yatra. And we can invite all the pilgrims all the residents, everyone, to also participate and receive the divine blessings of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Balaram, Sri Subhadra Devi, Sri Jagannath, and Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Baladev Subhadra Jagannath Swami ki, Nithai Gopremanand.